It is time to talk with Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle. And I commute to Two Harbors in a car, not a motorcycle and not Thomas the Train. So I will not be adding to the magic that you and Rick just talked about.
Right? Oh, that's so crazy. Yeah. Oh, Thomas the Train and Percy too. And if listeners want to check out a Thomas the Train book or a puzzle or video, they can do that at the Two Harbors Public Library, right?
Absolutely they can. Whether they want local history about the historic depot that Thomas is going to chug into, they want to rewatch some of his other past travels, we've got you covered.
See? Yes. That just I talk about Thomas like he's like my buddy because my boys loved Thomas the Train, Percy, Sir Top of the Hat. I know the whole gang. And yeah, it's just like it's like a homecoming that he's coming to Two Harbors.
I know. And honestly, it's so weird, Michelle, because part of me is like, well, I'm not on a first name basis with him. And then I'm like, wait a minute. This is a children's character.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Call him Thomas.
I know. We're on first name basis with a made up train character, but that's the magic of books and stories, and you have it all there at the library, and so much more. How's the summer reading program going?
Bananas. So much fun.
Nice.
So, just a reminder: we have so many great local partners. Culver's donated vouchers for free custard and free kids' meals for all of the kids who finished our programs. We gave them our highest number ever when we requested these vouchers, and last week we ran out. So they're reprinting more, but like we're still figuring out these numbers. You know, people are still, you have until August 31st to turn in your logs to earn your perks for reading throughout the summer, but we're like, wow, this is bigger than what we've seen. So we really appreciate our flexible patrons as well as our flexible local partners. And then teens, of course, can earn mini blizzards from DQ as well as other prizes. And we grown-ups get a free pint at Castle Danger, among other prizes, too.
Oh, so
grateful for this local community.
Oh, my gosh. That is so amazing. Have membership numbers risen? What are you correlating, you know, the higher numbers of people participating? Are they just coming out of the woodwork, or are they brand new members? What's happening there?
We're seeing new families coming to the community. We are seeing more people finish the program. So not just starting, but also finishing, as well as saying, you know what, yes, I'll sign up. I'll do something for myself this summer. We are correlating these with more children's book checkouts. Last month, I'm a data nerd. Sorry, listeners.
So am I. Bring it on. I'm the one who asked, man.
But last month was our busiest month since August 2018. So wow. We're seeing a lot of that growth in our children's collection, especially graphic novels, those wonder books, our leveled easy readers. So it's just people are excited to make it a great summer, I think, which is so exciting.
Well, and because you all at the Two Harbors Public Library just make it so honkin' welcoming and fun to be there that, like you said, people are returning and following through because you guys are so awesome. And so kudos to you guys for...
Thank you. It is just a fantastic team, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. And it makes people want to hang around and be part of something special. So I don't think it's any kind of like surprise of why this is happening. So
yes, absolutely. And if anybody's driven past Waterfront Drive yesterday for story time, our story time friends chalked up our sidewalk so it looks so bright and welcoming. And if you need a narrative of what each piece is, I had to go around with Emily after story time and say, okay, help me out. Is this a truck or a snail, a kid true? But our little artists have been so proud, and it does look really nice. And, you know, we actually have an author program tonight at the Two Harbors Public Library if anybody's looking for an excuse to come down and enjoy our chalk art and to check out plenty of Thomas DVDs.
Oh, sweet. That is awesome. Yes. Anything? Well, how do listeners get in touch with you, Madeline, there at the Two Harbors Public Library?
give us a call at 218-834-3148 during our business hours, which is Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7. Check us out at Facebook at Two Harbors Public Library or on our website, twoharborspubliclibrary.com. And, of course, just come in and say hi. We'd love to chat.
Oh, yes, of course, and check out the beautiful art, and, yeah, and, you know, listeners, you can just go and hang out and read a magazine or a newspaper and sign up for the summer reading program and get points for it, right?
And enjoy free AC.
There you go. Yep, this is, I was said earlier on the show that this is the 1 week in Two Harbors on the North Shore that it gets kind of hot.
Yes. So for tonight's author program, we're thinking about doing it on the patio, but if it is going to be too hot, we will be in the library meeting room, and you won't have to have read Jenna's book to enjoy hearing about her journey. Local author Jenna Udenberg, you know her from Lake County Press, you know her from being a Two Harbor staple, published her memoir, Within My Spoke, on July 13th. But it is such a great book, and her voice shines throughout. You have her humor. You have her faith, you have her trust in community, and honestly, she doesn't bring this out, but I just got so mad reading it, because she has faced so many built structural barriers, but she is advocating for a better world, and it's not just on the disabled community, you know, it's on all of us.
Right, yeah.
We work alongside our full community to make sure our community is accessible and inclusive for all. And so if you want to see your community through a new set of eyes, oh my gosh. Within My Spoke, she will be selling her book tonight at the author talk, or you can always put it on hold at the Two Harbors Public Library. But I've got to warn you, there's going to be a little bit of a wait, because there's been a lot of buzz about this book.
Really? That is fabulous. Way to go, Jenna. Oh, yeah. She was a teacher at Two Harbors. She was a music teacher, and she, you know, moved on and following her passion, and good for her. And yeah, she's her upbeat sense of humor, and she hits it hard and says, you know, says it like it is, and love it.
When I first met Jenna, she described herself as a retired teacher, and after that conversation, I was like, there's nothing, you might not be in the classroom, but there's no turning the teacher off in your brain.
Right?
I learned so much from her.
Awesome. All right, shout out the phone number one more time for the library.
Absolutely, 218-834-3148. We're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7.
Excellent. Anything else that listeners need to know this week before we talk again in a couple weeks?
Just how excited I am to talk to you soon about all of our Thomas success, all of our summer reading success, and it's just a great time to be in Two Harbors.
You know it. Excellent. All right. Enjoy the beautiful sunshine, Madeline, and as always, thank you, thank you, thank you for this partnership here with KTWH.
Absolutely. Take care, Michelle, and talk to you soon.
All righty. Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library. Thanks so much for her calling in each first Thursday and the third Thursday of the month.